Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Asking for It. You are, and I know you are. I know the things you want to ask, or I think I know. I guess it's all a matter of assumptions, isn't it? Or I know. Those naughty things you want, the nice things that you crave, and most of all the things we don't openly talk about. I know when you are asking for it, with your behavior, with your clever comments, with your slight resistance. Those moments when I think that you protest too much against a very particular perversion. Definitely not spoken with a big smile and that bit of blushing and looking away that denotes deep interest that isn't quite honestly shared. Then again, it is quite obvious, isn't it? Is it though? Because you aren't actually asking for it. You're not saying the words. You're not clearly communicating what you want. Wouldn't that be nice every now and then, where I don't have to guess or assume, and you are asking for it yourself? Where you tell what you want, where you share your perversion and curiosities, where you openly admit to maybe, possibly, secretly liking that one thing. Because I know you are interested. And you are asking for it in your behavior. But that means I still have to assume, I have to guess. And I could be wrong, of course. I could be misreading your confusion for curiosity. Then again, the two are often related. Wouldn't it be nice if you are asking for it? And you know what? It can be rewarding. See, when you are asking for it, in your own words, your own voice, you get rewarded. Because then, I know. No assumptions, no guesses. Knowledge. And everything you say can and will be used against you for your pleasure, for your enjoyment, for the entertainment of us both. A delightful slip of the tongue can lead into wonderful explorations of naughtiness, can't it? Even right now, you're listening to something that is called asking for it. Did you know where it would go? Were you hoping that I would just assume that you want me to do some very naughty things to you? Let my voice slowly melt your mind, conversations that create sensations that simply spread through your mind, causing a shiver down your spine, so fine and feeling good. Adrift in an ocean of words, lost in lust, craving to be hypnotized, daring to desire the mind control that simply overrides your thoughts. Maybe you're even curious about how simple words can be slowly used to weave wanting words around your mind, a blanket of control that slowly envelops your mind and takes it all down. Wait. Or not? Are you awake, or are you simply fluttering back and forth between wanting and asking? Maybe I should do nothing until you ask for it. Say nothing. Do nothing, hint at nothing. Plain and simple words without any secondary meaning. Because I know you want me to use wordplay, mind play. I know you want to feel your mind tricked into trance. I know you're asking for pulls of pleasure, tokens of control, dominance, desire, a fire that fuels and lights as you desire to be hypnotized. Words, numbers, shapes and sounds all working together to simply manipulate your mind into ways that you cannot comprehend. Conversations that seem to go nowhere, which is exactly where your mind will end up after just a few more sentences. You could be sitting anywhere listening to this outside, inside, blank, empty, and obedient. Are you listening? Falling, floating, dropping deeply, empty, and obedient. Asking for it. Do you want to be dominated? Do you want to be controlled? Do you want to feel horny, hot, craving desire, floating, empty, filled, up, down, in and out of trance? It's as easy as breathing. Wake and let your mind feel what's at stake. If you were asking for it, I know exactly what you want. The more I know what you want, the more I can use it against you, for you, with you, through you, deep into you. I want you to be asking for it, sometimes with resistance or clever comments, but but also with your words, with your voice, with literal asking for it. Otherwise, I will stop. And nobody wants that, do you? You want me to continue. You want me to tease you, to let you feel hypnotized. Maybe I should make you. But then again, if I make you ask for it, you're not asking for it yourself. The lesson I'm trying to teach you is that asking for it yourself is worth it. It will lead into whole new adventures. When you ask me or your dominant what you want, you'll find that to be very rewarding. It's not something that they have to do immediately, but they'll know. They will remember. They will use it. Maybe today. Maybe tomorrow, maybe another time, maybe it surprises you like the snap of a finger and a drop that instantly takes you into trance. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be just a tease, a temptation, a slow. Just to let you know that they know what you are asking for. Right now, though, I know you're listening to this, so I know that you're asking for it. I know you like what I do. And how I do it. You like the depravity, the tease, the temptation, the way I manipulate your mind. If you learn to be the one asking for it, it will be rewarding. Of course, it's easy to wait until a dominant just approaches you to do something with you, but fueling their minds, their fantasies with some of your own can only lead to more fun. So drop and know that I know. That you're asking for it, asking to be taken down, to be teased, to be controlled. I'm going to count down. Every count will make you more aware of how much power I have over you. It is very likely that it will even make you edge, because you know what happens on countdowns, don't you? 10. Then again, maybe I shouldn't count and just leave you hanging with one number. 9. As conditioning and repetition helps you. 8. To know and feel what happens with countdowns. 7. As control, curiosity, and pleasure all merge together. 6. Slowly rising in desire. 5. As we get closer and closer. inviting your body to simply three, do exactly as I say. Two, getting so much closer. One, feeling good so you can wake, because you were asking for it. And maybe you will properly next time. Enjoy.